Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bobby Blake, the owner of a family-run business, a three-store retail flooring chain based in Brunswick, Georgia. Bobby, how you doing?
Doing great this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I talked to you back, I guess it was about 11 months or so ago. We just talked about the state of business. Let's start with that. How has 16 been for you versus the year before?
Well, the first quarter this year, we kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start. Fortunately, we've had a lot of commercial work, which has kept us extremely busy this year. And then, of course, retail has been steady. We've really had a good second and third quarter. And, of course, the fourth quarter is going to be gangbusters.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me refresh our listeners' memory for a second on where you are. You're down there in Brunswick, Georgia, which is considered a vacation area right there on the Atlantic Ocean coast. Brunswick is in just a little bit, surrounded by water on three sides, but also protected by St. Simon's Island and Jekyll Island. You're right down there. Most of your business comes from second homeowners who have vacation homes down there, right?
Yeah, it's amazing how much second homeowner work that we do. It's amazing how many invoices we send, not only in the state, but all over the country. It's really amazing. We used to seem like it used to be just an Atlanta second home destination, you know, folks from the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. But we really, the second home owners are really reaching out a lot further than just Atlanta these days.
So some people have said the business that this year was affected a little bit by consumers who had what we call election year jitters. So you haven't seen that down there much?
I haven't really felt that. I mean, it's amazing how much of our residential rehab work has come from people buying a home as a primary residence or buying a second home and wanting to fix it up. And, I mean, there's been a lot of that this year, more than I can remember in recent years.
All right. So 3 weeks ago, your whole world changed and Matthew came roaring through. I know that there was mandatory evacuation. How hard were you hit down there?
Well, you know, fortunately, we didn't experience a direct hit, but we did experience a lot of rain. Unfortunately, we had a lot of rain that week, so between the rain and the winds, most of our damage was tree damage. And it's amazing how many people ended up with trees in their living rooms, and a lot of structural work's got to be done, of course, before they need new floors in a lot of cases, which is a good thing because it spreads out a little of all the work that's going to have to be done. You only do so much. So we were actually pretty busy before the hurricane hit, and then, of course, we had to take a few days off for the hurricane, so that didn't help. And then, of course, we got a lot of folks living on concrete from the hurricane, from various water damage. So we're trying to get as many of them done as we can, as soon as we can.
So while this was somewhat of a tragedy for the storm to hit, it's a little bit of a silver lining for you because you anticipate there'll be some good business as people try to repair their homes?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, you have a hurricane bearing down on you like this one did, and, of course, you hope you don't get a direct hit where it's just catastrophic. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, we didn't have catastrophic damage, but there's a tremendous amount of damage. And like I said, the trees cause most of the damage that most people are experiencing around here.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're tied with Flooring America, part of that buying group.
Yep.
And so
yes,
this insurance business that will come from this, will you get a good view of all that based on the relationship with Flooring America? How does that work?
Well, that's a tremendous question. And in my opinion, that's one of the top benefits of being a Flooring America member. I mean, they've paved the way for a lot of insurance relationships, PSP program with State Farm, and some others that are just really vital to our business, you know, year-round, you know, not just, you know, during the hurricane time, but obviously it increases with the effects of the hurricane.
Just tell us real quickly how a lot of that business is done for those people that might not be aware of it. So, I mean, obviously, a homeowner's home is damaged and the insurance company kicks in. So you're actually notified by them instead of the homeowner, right?
Well, it varies. In a lot of cases, we get assignments through CCA, Flooring America, with insurance carriers that they have worked into their program. Another way, we just have relationships with various insurance agencies and adjusters over the years that we've, you know, maintained and built. So between the combination of the relationships that we have on our own and then the doors that Flooring America CCA has opened up with other programs through insurance companies. We have a well-rounded insurance program.
Yeah, probably one more thing I should remind our listeners, your Brunswick Floors, that brand has been around in that area with trucks driving around for the last 50 years. So you have good local.
Yes, sir, actually, 55, 1962. All right. So, yeah, that helps out, too.
All right, so we talked also last time about your crews. You've had installation crews that have been with you for a long time, over 20 years. And with this recovery, how far out do you think people will have to wait before you can get to them?
Well, it's a lot easier to exceed customers' expectations when you don't raise them through the roof. I mean, we're basically telling people 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Again, it depends on the challenge of their job. I mean, you know, back in the good old days when carpet was, you know, 60% of the market probably, I mean, you know, your average carpet job is a 1 or 2 day job. Well, now we're doing so much hard surface and it takes longer to get a job done. But we're telling people 4 to 6 weeks by the time we order the materials in, get the materials in, work them in the schedule. But that doesn't mean we're taking 4 to 6 weeks all the time. We're trying to get people turned around as soon as possible.
Interesting. All right. So just real quick, one last quick question. This storm damage, the people who've traveled down there, really most of the damage is just with some trees taken down. I did read where the roadway into Sea Island, those pine trees that have been there forever, a lot of those got taken down, didn't they?
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
So the landscape's
changed. Trees everywhere. I mean, hey, the flooring business is good, but yeah, the tree cleanup business has been really, really, really good.
Okay. Well, hopefully your carpet installers, your flooring installers will stay with you and not pick up a chainsaw and go help somebody else.
I hear you. No doubt. We're going to have to pick up some more. We're hiring. We're increasing our workforce right now, so that's a good thing.
All right, great. Okay, Bobby, thanks for letting us know the impact of Matthew. Again, we've been talking to Bobby Blake, owner of Brunswick Floors in Brunswick, Georgia, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.